Welcome to In Divine Flow, your podcast for conscious mompreneurs. I'm your host, Yasmin, and today's topic is about your vision and maybe doubting it and how to get over that. Because let's be honest, I have this really big, strong vision, and I also have days where I'm doubting myself, the vision, if I can pull it off as a mother. Because let's be honest, there are days where my daughter is so demanding, she only accepts me. There are days where I feel like there's so much going on around. How am I possibly also be able to hold a business? Like, you know, it's not only holding the business, it's strategizing, needing time to even implement, to be present, to really pull it off, right? It's not easy. And then there are those days where I feel like maybe it's just easier if I'm a stay-at-home mom. And the second I think that, I'm like, what the hell? No, I can't do this. I need to live my purpose, right? I'm here to spread it in the world. I'm here to lead my soul-led business and be a leader and be a visionary for other conscious mompreneurs, right? Because I don't know how it is for you, but I don't want to force my daughter into childcare that doesn't feel right for her and also for me if I intuitively feel into it. And that means that most of the days I'm the caregiver, right? But there needs to be a way. There needs to be a way that both is possible. And that's my biggest vision, to support you in really trusting yourself and your vision and your conscious mothering, and that you can do it all. And let's be clear here. There were days where I knew I had to let go of my business. I had to be 100,000% present with my child, especially the first 2 years, because also she had this illness that was very severe. So basically there was no other chance. But I think it would have been the same, because I really deeply feel like the first 1 and 2 years, and maybe even the first 3, are the most important ones, where closeness to a mom and a dad, a caregiver, is so important. But still, I feel you. If you feel that inner nudge that you want to bring your vision out there, it is possible. And let's be honest, yes, there are lots of practical things that need to be in place, but probably the one thing that is in between you and living your vision and being a conscious, present mother is possibly your doubt. Can you really pull it off? Can you really do it? Can you really get the help you need? And I am here to tell you, you can, if it feels like the right path. So first of all, my number one tip on this issue is really feel into yourself. Is it the season to go out there and live your purpose, to go out there, build or rebuild or come back to your business? Or is it the season to stay with your little one right now? And then to be fine with that and to actually celebrate it and be thankful for that, that you can spend so much time with this precious human being that will lead the world one day. So if you are here now and breaking ancestral generational trauma by being present, what your parents or your grandparents couldn't do, then that's the biggest gift you can give into the world. But if you really feel like, no, it's time to get out there again and really share my gift, then do it. Because doubting it will just give you not enough energy. And you need time and you need energy to pull it off, right? You need this. Okay, I have those days too. where I am deeply doubting, can I really pull it off? Can I make it happen? And then what I do is I really try to see the bigger picture and everything. I try to go out in nature if I can. I try to really breathe deeply. I try to connect to higher spirit, higher source, and get the higher answer and vision of everything. And let me give you an example on what I do. So on the days that I might be doubting all of this, I sit down when I have a quiet moment and I really try to connect to the higher vision of it all, to really zoom out and look from above, because maybe on that particular day it's not the day to go out and show myself out there, work on my business. Maybe it's the day to stay with my child and accept that and see the bigger vision, that I can pull it off on the days where it is possible. So I feel like it's a lot about giving grace to yourself in the moments and what the moment wants from you and needs from you, and what you need in that moment too. So it's really about feeling into it, giving yourself grace and giving yourself time and space to figure out when is the good time. And are you really doubting yourself and the vision? Because I don't think you are. Maybe you're doubting trusting your intuition in that particular moment, right? It all comes back to this. Are you making decisions out of love or out of fear? In every single decision, it's like this. Are you making a decision out of love or out of fear? And are you making a decision because you might even fear that your vision comes to life? Or are you making the decision out of love for your child, for yourself? Take it all in. And be sure that you don't need to choose on the day that you're doubting. Maybe it's a phase, because we are all living in female cycles, right? And there's the cycle and the time of the cycle to go out there and the time of the cycle to go inwards. And I am still learning this, to be honest. But especially on the days I'm doubting myself, I'm seeing my cycle. Am I close to my period? Is the period over? Is it like right on my period? That's why I'm doubting myself. And to be really present with it and then seeing it go again. And then, you know, put everything in there. On when you are on the days where you have so much energy, you have so much fire, you can get a lot of shit done, and then make sure to organize that and give it to someone else who can then make it happen for you. The number one thing I can advise you as a conscious mompreneur is get help. Get a VA, get a social media assistant, you know, I don't know in your business what you would need, but get someone to do the work that needs time, because that's the one thing you don't have, right? You have your vision, you have your purpose, you have your fire, and you want to bring it out in the world. And then you also need a lot of time for mothering, being a present conscious mom, right? So what you have is your passion. What you don't have is time. So really outsource that, what you need. So this business, this life, this vision comes alive, right? Okay. What is actually my vision? Really, my vision is to help you conscious mompreneurs get into your power, start really living your vision and not doubting it anymore. And the tools I use is through theta healing, where you go into theta brainwave states and you really make sure onto in a higher energetic frequency, you see the bigger picture, you feel the bigger picture, you can really download the necessary feelings and the necessary energy into your DNA to make it happen in the time that you have, and in the possibility frame that you have as a mother, right? Without giving up being a present mother, without giving up your values that you want to live as a mother. And I think that's so important. And whenever I start doubting myself, I'm getting into this theta brainwave state and I'm really feeling the higher picture. I'm really feeling that there's more to it. And then I'm getting the nudges, also practical nudges, right? Okay, get help on this. This is not the right way. Maybe you do it more like this and that and this and that. This is also possible. But what the difference is, it's from a higher perspective. And it's not from your ego. It's not making decisions from fear-based ego. And if you are learning this, maybe you've learned it before motherhood. Maybe you had this really high spiritual connection beforehand and you lost it a little bit in all the chaos. I know how that feels. But it's possible to get back into it. And that's one thing. And then I think it's very important to share with other conscious mothers what's on your mind, what your struggles are, what your challenges are, and really get a feeling of how others are doing it, but also like how it feels for you, right? To make this stretch. I want to open up spaces where that is possible, where we come together as conscious mompreneurs and we really know how it is. We really feel the other. We really know how the stretch feels like, right? Because let's be honest, I'm in a woman circle, but there are also single women who are, I don't know, 50 and talk about how difficult it is to get a partner. And I don't have time for that, really. I don't mean to be mean here. I just want to say that I just don't have the time to listen to sharings that I can't relate to, right? And I'm also in a business mastermind, and there, luckily, there are also conscious mothers in there, so they can relate. But there are also other women who run their business totally different to I could ever do it, right? And then this is probably also when you start comparing yourself to other women who run this empire business, but they have 24/7 time for that, really. So don't compare yourself to other, especially not men, but also not to other women who have the time in the world to create their business. Compare yourself to other conscious mompreneurs. And I mean, compare anyway is not a good thing. But I want to open those spaces where conscious mompreneurs come together and really share from their deepest truth, and we can all support each other and then get into higher states of consciousness, into theta brainwave state, where we see the bigger picture, where we feel the bigger picture, where we can really get the truth, the higher truth and the higher answers, and then act and live from there, from the alignment. Act from the alignment, not from the ego-based fear approach, right? So my higher vision is that we all come together as conscious mompreneurs, support each other, and really learn how to act from a higher consciousness. Not all the time. I mean, let's be honest. Most of the time, you will be present with the chaos. But then, when you get into the doubt, and before that, you really know how to get back into this higher vision and make it all happen. Because I think we can, because conscious mothers who run a business, wow, that's like a freaking superpower on its own. I see that. I see us coming together online, but also offline at some point, and both of it. And let's make this vision real. Let's get you back into your highest version of you, your authentic truth, by using your divine connection. And that is so freaking unique. And I'm so happy if I can really guide you into that. Okay. Let's stay in this honesty and truth and also vulnerability. And I'm sharing this from a vulnerable space here, right? I'm sharing that I'm also doubting, but I'm sharing that I know how to get out of this doubt into the vision and really make it happen. And I'm sharing this with you right now. I'm preparing my biggest launch yet in rebuilding my business. And that was the moment when my child decided she just doesn't want to stay with her au pair. And I have no child support right before launching. And I didn't lose my shit, really. I didn't. I was like, I'm seeing the bigger picture in this. I can make this happen. Luckily, I also have my partner. And I will share all of this with you in what's coming next. And you can make it happen too. And I do feel you. It's a stretch, but there's a way out of it. So happy that you're listening to In Divine Flow, your podcast for conscious mompreneurs. And if you know a conscious mompreneur out there, please share this podcast. And make sure to follow me on Instagram at Prana Up Your Life. And make sure to subscribe for the newsletter. It comes out every Thursday, so you won't miss any episode anymore. Sending you so much love, and always stay connected. Yours, Yasmin.